The lieutenant introduced himself. Frank Haskell, aide to General Gibbon. He recognized Chamberlain's name. His eye showed respect. Now that was pleasant. Chamberlain explained that he'd been to see General Sykes and had no horse, and the foot was bothering him, and did the lieutenant think they might spare one scrawny leg or even a neck? The lieutenant bowed, came back with three pieces of chicken, hot and greasy, wrapped in a dirty white cloth. Chamberlain took them with gratitude, staggered off down the hill. He ate one piece, preserved the other two. It was awful, but marvelous. When he got back to the company, he gave the two surviving pieces to Ellis Spear and told him to figure out a way to share them with somebody, that rations would be here soon, Sykes had promised. He rested and took off his boot. Nothing to wrap it with. He tore a bit off his shirt, was working away diligently, saw Tom coming. Tom was losing the chipper edge. Chamberlain thought, be all right in a bit. The young recover quickly. Must think on the theology of that, plugging a hole in the line with a brother. Except for that, it would all have been fine, an almost perfect fight. But the memory of that is ajar, is wrong. Some things a man cannot be asked to do. Killing of brothers. This whole war is concerned with the killing of brothers. Not my family. He thought of Gibbon. Praise be to God. Must send Tom somewhere else. In that moment, Chamberlain made up his mind. Tom would have to go. Tell him soon. Not now. Tom sat, lines in the face. Something wrong. Chamberlain saw. Kilrain? Lawrence, I've been down to the hospital. God-awful mess. No shade, no room. They're lying everywhere out in the sun. They're cutting off arms and legs right out in the open, front of everybody, like they did at Fredericksburg. God, they ought to know better. They ought not to do that in public. Some of them people die. Men ought to have privacy at a time like that. You got to yell sometimes, you know. Lord. Did you see Kilrain? Tom nodded. He sat with his back against the wall, the small stone wall this side of the dead horses, plucking grass. He sighed. Chamberlain said, how is he? Well, Lawrence, he died. Oh, Chamberlain said. He blinked. The world came into focus. He could see leaves of the trees dark and sharp against the blue sky. He could smell the dead horses. He died this morning before I got there. A couple of the boys was with him. He said to tell you goodbye and that he was sorry. Chamberlain nodded. It wasn't the wounds. They said his heart gave out. Chamberlain had stopped wrapping his bloody foot. Now he went on. But he could see the weary Irish face, the red-nosed leprechaun. Just one small drink. One wee pint of the cruel. Tom said, I tell you, Lawrence, I sure was fond of the man. Yes, Chamberlain said. Tom said nothing more. He sat plucking grass. Chamberlain wrapped the foot. The moment was very quiet. He sat looking down at his bloody leg, feeling the gentle wind, the heat from the south, seeing Kilrain dead on a litter. No more the steady presence. Sometimes he believed in a heaven. Mostly he believed in a heaven. There ought to be a heaven for young soldiers, especially young soldiers, but just as surely for the old soldier. There ought to be more than just that metallic end, and then silence, then the worms. And sometimes he believed, mostly he believed, But just this moment he did not believe at all. Knew Kilrain was dead and gone forever. That the grin had died and would not reappear. Never. There was nothing beyond the sound of the guns, but the vast dark, the huge nothing. Not even silence. Just an end.